Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here on day two. Well, technically day three, if you count Friday, the incoming onboarding day, but it is here now Sunday afternoon at TechCon 2019 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We have just finished up a fantastic conference, and I am here with two wonderful gentlemen that we are going to talk about. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll figure out something. But I am here with Matt Rodella and Ramey Bell. Gentlemen, how are you?
Fantastic. A little tired.
A little tired?
Yep. Doing excellent. It was a fun weekend. And you know, as getting together with these folks, the Podnuts crew and everyone, you know, that's attached to them and all the vendors and everything, it's just always a good time, you know. Yep. We always have a good time. And, you know, from the Friday night get together to Dave and Buster's, which was an awesome place to have an after party, was a lot of fun.
So. Yep. And we've been doing this now. So I know that I've seen you, Matt, since 2015 in Chicago. Yep. And Ramey, I don't remember when you came on
this. This is my first one.
Okay. Your first one here. All right. What'd you think?
Very impressed.
All right. And if you hear noise in the background, folks, we are recording in front of a live studio audience. So there's going to be people coming and going and weird noises in the background. And you know that I don't edit. So you're going to hear some stuff.
It's real raw.
Yes. Unfiltered. Raw and unfiltered. As it is. Yep. So this year, TechCon 2019. So you guys came and basically came to talk about marketing and introduce officially to us. Well, it's probably been introduced officially. Haven't been on.
This was the first.
An exclusive.
Yes.
Tech marketing engine.
Yes.
So for the people that weren't here, why don't you just give us a quick description of what that is?
Sure. I'll start. So basically, most folks know me, through Tech Site Builder, which was the product that I started out with, which I think I've been on the show to talk about before and some other Podnet shows to talk about, which is basically, you know, a way to get a website up and running very quickly. And it's, you know, fully hosted and managed and all of that stuff. And then I spun a service off of that, which was called Tech Blog Builder, keeping the builder theme going, the Tech Blank Builder theme going with Tech Blog Builder. And that was, you know, if you already had a website, then you can just go with Tech Blog Builder and we would write blog posts for your business.
Right.
And that's something, you know, that has been effective for people in marketing and it helps with a lot of stuff. So we would do that for your business. And then Ramey here had Tech Reputation, which, why don't you just run folks through what Tech Reputation is?
Tech Reputation is a way of managing, collecting, and marketing your reviews. And it's designed for IT professionals because it connects automatically to ticketing systems that they use. So the automation saves a lot of time and improves the chances of getting more positive reviews.
All right. So I should probably ask more about that because I am known as No Marketing Marv. So somebody who does not do that and is looking to establish and monitor a tech reputation, what exactly does that mean? You're talking Yelp reviews, Google reviews. What are we talking about?
All the major review sites are managed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea how many there are. So is there a lot?
Well, there's probably 70 sites, but not everybody uses them for reviews. The major sites are Google, Yelp, Better Business Bureau, and of course, Google.
Okay. So the Better Business Bureau online reviews, I didn't know we could actually go track those. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's another place to track and follow.
All right. So it sounds like you guys came together and put all these packages together under one nice umbrella.
Yeah, I mean, I felt his service really complemented what I was doing, and vice versa. And a lot of my customers were already using Tech Reputation, and so, you know, we got to talking and just thought it would, you know, be a cool, crazy idea if we joined forces and started a new company. So we actually, this is a new legitimate company that we started together, co-founders, and it's bringing all of our services under one umbrella so we can, yeah, package them up and give a nice kind of marketing package to IT businesses.
Okay. All right. So Tech Site Builder, Tech Blog Builder, Tech Reputation. Was there a fourth?
There was, we threw in the Computer Business Marketing podcast and newsletter.
Oh, the newsletter. Okay, yeah. Right.
So that's kind of its own brand, but it's just free content that's kind of
okay.
All wrapped up.
Great, great. All right. So you came here, you introduced that. What is the feedback that you've gotten?
So far, so good. I mean, people are liking that it's kind of a one-stop shop, right? Because they know they need to do these certain marketing tasks. And, you know, with Tech Site Builder, they'd sign up for the site, but then they're like, you know, I know reviews are important, but I would, before Tech Reputation came along, I would be like, well, you know, you just got to make sure to
do a good job.
Tell your customers to go review you on Google or whatever. And his product made it all automated and stuff. So, so the folks we've talked to have liked that it's kind of a one-stop shop, and they're like, just take care of that stuff for me. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have to think about it. And so that's what our packages do. Not only do we put all these services together, but then we manage them for you, and we give you reports every month to tell you how they're doing.
So okay.
That they know that they're working for your business.
All right. Now, I don't think I remember anybody asking you specifically about the reports. So, of course, I'm going to ask.
Yep.
So what comes in a report? Because outside of the website being up,
yeah,
and outside of, hey, you had 3 reviews this month, I mean, what else would come with that?
So there are things you can track, like where the majority of people are visiting your site from.
Okay.
And, you know, if we start to see, you know, people coming from certain, you know, partnerships you have, or maybe from your Facebook page or something, we're like, okay, that's gaining traction. Let's put more focus on that and try to maximize the traction you're getting from it, because we know it's already getting some traction. And other things we can analyze if we're managing your website is the conversions. So you might be getting a lot of traffic to the website, but are those people actually contacting you or clicking your link? All of that stuff. How long are they staying on your website? The longer they stay. So, you know, Google Analytics gives you the bounce rate, which tells you...
No, I don't know that.
Okay. So. Well, there's a...
He doesn't mark it.
Yeah, that's right. We take care of that for you. So the bounce rate is something that Google Analytics tracks on your website that tells you if someone bounces off of your site after just being on there a couple seconds.
Okay.
And if your bounce rate is high, that tells you that the people coming to your website probably are thinking they're going to get something else, and then they saw that it's not what they thought, and they left really very quickly.
I have an example of that.
Okay.
So we're sitting in the session. I won't say which session, but somebody was trying to go to a site and get information, but there was no real content on the page. And anytime, raise that hand back there in the back. And anytime there was like a PDF to download or something, as soon as you clicked it, all it did was ask for more information, your name, your phone number, yep, and stuff. And so that person ended up going away. So I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
So it'll catch stuff like that that's on your website.
Okay.
And some of the then you'll be running a report for like the reviews and stuff, right?
Report on reviews. And the kind of the non-marketing answer to your question, Marvin, is it's about keeping score and then making adjustments to the website, to the blog post.
Okay.
Increasing the traffic.
So, I mean, that sounds really measurable, because it's one thing if you're getting traffic, but if you're not getting people to stay and convert, then what are you doing? I mean, it's
right.
Is there ways that, I mean, I hope that I'm asking the right questions, but is there ways that using your services would allow for people to, I'm assuming, change things like keywords, or maybe lead to changing the website? To
yeah.
make it more user-friendly, where people will want to stay? I mean, is that something that you would just give the reports and tell the people they need to do, or would you help them do that?
No, we would absolutely help them do that. And that's the purpose of the reports, is to, twofold, to show, to show us what's working so we can keep doing that, or what's not working so we can change course, and to show you that we that what we're doing is working.
Okay.
And that you're getting some kind of ROI from the services we're providing.
Okay. That actually sounds really great, because I know marketing people that don't give those results, who basically will take your money monthly, and, you know, they may say that they're doing stuff, but how do you really track it?
Trust us.
So you're giving them actual reports every week, and I'm assuming this is just part of the package. It's not something extra they have to pay for.
Nope. Part of the package. And it's going to be something that changes over time. Like, a good example is blog posts, because one of the things we'll do is we'll write blog posts for you. And after we've done that for a few months, we'll have, you know, a dozen or half a dozen blog posts we've written for you. And we can look and say, okay, the blog post we did about, you know, dark web scanning, for example, did really well. It got a lot of hits. So let's keep writing about that kind of thing, because it seems like your people who visit your site are interested in that.
Okay.
And that's kind of the thing we'll take and then adjust over time. And
okay. Now, here's a question, and I'm sorry if I'm jumping around, but if you find that something works for one, do you try to transpose that for others? Meaning, since most of your clients are going to be MSPs, tech shops, IT business owners, do you find yourself using the same content across several sites?
Well, we don't use the same content, but we do find maybe general ideas or topics that might be working well across the board.
Okay.
But that's something that we're actually looking forward to getting a view of. Because up to this point, we've had our separate services and we haven't really been tracking everything together. So this is going to give us the opportunity to track everything together for you guys, so we can see trends across different businesses and stuff, and then use that to make everybody's, you know, services better. But that's kind of, we'll see.
We'll see.
This is a new thing, right? So we've been very transparent with everyone who's come up to us to talk to us about it, saying this is a new service. So the first few months, we're going to be figuring stuff out,
right?
And we're going to figure out what kind of reporting is best and how best to deliver it to you guys and stuff. That's why we're giving a discount. And that's why we want you to know that we're still, you know, figuring out the best way to deliver this.
All right. But there's still some track record. I mean, you've had your company for a while, Ramey. I don't know how long you've had Tech Reputation, but it's not like you guys are coming out of the woodworks, you know, for the first time.
Sure.
People, you've been around and people know you.
Yep. And we know some best practices, and now we're just kind of taking it to the next level.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Is there anything else that I don't know how to ask about what you guys are providing that you want to say for the podcast?
Maybe you could touch on the Tech Reputation Gold package, which has the which has the directory submissions and stuff, what that is and how that can be beneficial.
One of the packages in Tech Reputation is the power listings.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows you to, in your dashboard, in a single spot, put in all your business information, and we push that out to over 70 directories. So instead of manually going to each one, setting up an account, confirming an email address, getting a bunch of email spam from them, wanting you to advertise, we push out these directories so that the information is accurate, there's no duplication, that everything is consistent. And why that's important is Google likes to see that consistent information in their rankings.
Okay. Will this stop the calls from Google to my office saying, hey, your information is correct, or we don't see you in the directory?
Those are from people that are trying to market to you.
I figured as much. Yeah. And I hang up on them. Sorry. Right. Sorry, Google.
But as far as the benefits, it really helps with local SEO.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm using the software that I am, is because combined with reviews and directory listings, it's 25% of the ranking.
Being in those directories, just having correct information being listed. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't. So just being there is one quarter of the battle.
Exactly.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So let us now do a little transition to the conference in terms of just being here and attending. So even coming in as a vendor, you actually were a participant in all of the sessions and all of the meetings and hanging out with everybody. So how was that for you?
Well, that's what I like about it, is the vendors are basically part of the attendee pool. So it's not like we're in the separate, I mean, we were in a separate room for with our booths and stuff.
Well, but not all the time.
Not all the time. And for most of the time we were, yeah, just sitting there listening to the talks and stuff. And that's what I like, is we're all basically peers and we're hanging out instead of the vendors are all over here the whole time and right. You never see them except when you go into the vendor room. And so all different levels, all different types of vendors hanging out. We all went to the after party together and we were all there hanging out.
Yep.
And so that's what I really like about these events, is that, you know, we're all in the same room, hanging out, being able to talk with each other and being open and honest about things. And that's a lot of fun.
All right. Great. And Ramey, your first time, what did you think?
I didn't think it would be such a close community. I expected it to be, you know, a nice time.
Right.
But it exceeded my expectations as far as the community.
Okay. And now you mentioned, you know, being able to hang out with the attendees and not being stuck with the other vendors. Did you actually interact with the other vendors? And did you get anything out of the conference personally or for your business outside of, you know, some leads and stuff?
Out of the talks, not so much, because the talks were geared towards IT business owners.
Right.
So, you know, whether it's tools that I don't use anymore or vendors that I don't use in my business. But I did get a chance to interact with the vendors. Mike Slodowski of Magnus Box was, you know, great to interact with. And the Zoros guy, Zoros mm-hmm. was the name, it was cool to get to know him. And so, it was just cool to just get to know the vendors and talk to them about, you know, how what other conferences they've been to, you know, how are they marketing their businesses and stuff like that. So yeah, the side benefit for us as a vendor is to talk to their vendors and see what they're doing
right,
to get
right.
more business.
So I guess the question would be, since this was the first one that you were attending and making the announcement, do you have a world tour planned? Are you heading to some other places?
I think that's what we're going to figure out. We want to see what kind of traction we get off of this. And yeah, we definitely want to keep going and spreading the word.
I think we should do a podcast.
I've heard those.
I was going to say, I'm sure there's been a lot of suggestions about a podcast.
Right.
And just to clarify for those of you who don't know, there is
yeah.
so, a computer marketing podcast.
Yep. On hiatus at the moment, but it was on hiatus because we were doing a lot of planning.
Yep, transitioning and changing. Yeah, I understand.
Tech marketing engine. So that's definitely coming back soon. We don't have a date yet, but at least by the end of 2019, it should be back.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, I want to say thank you for coming to the conference and hanging out here and providing value for the community. I know that a lot of techs that were here use you. You just started, but I think that you guys have a great niche, and you've got it. Like I said, each of you together has a great track record that I think people are going to be comfortable and look forward to doing business with you. So,
and you have a great track record of being the go-to party guy at these things.
Shh, don't be saying that. Oh.
And so we're in his hotel room right now, just to set the scene. He got a hotel room with an attached, like, I don't know what you call this, conference room, extra bonus den room.
The executive
or
suite.
The executive suite.
Yeah. And so it's like, this is a great.
It's not very executive at all.
It's
a party room.
Come on now. I don't have Matt Rainey money now. Come on. So, we do have an audience in the back. Say hi, everybody.
Hey.
All right. But yeah, it's always a great time at these events. And
come on out if you haven't.
Yes.
The next one.
All right. So Matt, Ramey, again, thank you guys very much. And ladies and gentlemen, I will have all of the links to their new company, Tech Marketing Engine, and it'll describe all of the packages that they mentioned here. And I don't know, are you guys going to extend conference pricing to listeners of the show, or do you want to keep that on the down low?
Let's do coupon code PODNUTS.
Okay, you heard it here. Coupon code PODNUTS with a Z, everybody.
Z, yes.
And I will put a link there for that. And hope you guys partake and flourish and scale your business.
Thank you.
All right. Marvin. All right, folks. I want to thank you for downloading and listening to this episode of PODNUTS Pro. As always, be sure to email me any topics, any show suggestions, comments, pros, cons, whatever you want to email me. And keep coming back and listening to some of this great content. Head over to podnuts.com and listen to all the other great shows. And when the Computer Marketing Podcast comes back, you can head over and listen to that as well. That's going to do it for me here. And I'm going to say so long, farewell from Grand Rapids. And until next time, holla.